Hello, it's Alan O'Donoghue. Not done any of these podcasts for such a while, and it looks like Audioboom have updated their Android app, so hopefully I don't lose this after I've recorded it. One of the things I've been thinking about recently is I've started writing a lot more blog posts recently and publishing them. And personally, I do a lot of driving in my car. Sounds like a madness track then. And while I'm driving in my car, I like to listen to podcasts. One of my favourite ones at the moment is the Tide podcast, recorded by Doug Belshaw and Di Barnes. It's Tide, T-I-D-E, that's Today in Digital Education. One of the things I was thinking about was doing is actually recording an audible version of my blog posts. So here we go. So I'm going to try this one. So this one's called Innovating Conference Planning with a question mark. So you might have seen recently from my tweets and Facebook posts and things like that, I'm planning a technology conference to take place in Bradford. And it's on the 23rd of June, and it's called Exabytes. And yet, the 23rd of June, that's the same date that the EU referendum has taken place. Now, I'm just about to go into the phase of doing like a full-on promotion for the event. And one of the things I've been sorting out over the last few days is tying up some details, and one of the details is to do with the actual program. So while I'm recording this, I know that we've now got 25 presenters and we've got 25 slots, but that doesn't mean that we're completely full in terms of the presentations, because I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. Now, over the last few days and few weeks, while I've been recruiting presenters, people to lead the workshops on the day, almost everybody said to me, So what exactly do you want me to run for a workshop? So this is the kind of thing that I've been trying to explain. And here I go again to try and explain exactly how I see the program as far as the breakout sessions and workshops going. Now, I've been to lots of different conferences and unconferences like bar camps, and I've seen some really, really successful models. But the thing I'm trying to do with this particular conference, I haven't actually seen it work like this before. And that makes it a bit more tricky to say, yes, it's definitely going to work. And also, oh, you know the thing I'm doing? It's like that, you know that thing that you saw elsewhere? Because there's no example to point people towards. I've really been hoping that somebody's going to tell me that they've seen this kind of thing before and it worked a real treat. And that'd be marvelous. So maybe when you listen to this, you might know of an example, and then you can tell me if it worked well or how I could make it better. Now, the thing that scares me the most is the idea that maybe the real reason why nobody else has tried this format before is because it's just too crazy or ambitious. So just to illustrate what it is I'm actually proposing to do for this conference, I'm just going to explain the rationale behind the workshop themes, the styles and the timings of the workshops. So in terms of themes, some conferences have got very formal programs, and these are published months ahead of the event. Now, I've no issue with that, but I'm trying to do something very different, which is also more risky with this event. And I suppose because it's more risky, there's the element that it may or may not succeed. But the aim is to provide a conference program which more accurately responds to the needs of the delegates. So what happens is when delegates register to attend the event, they're presented with a menu of workshop themes, and then they select the ones that they think that they're most interested in. And then I'm hoping that by doing that, it means we can plan a bespoke conference program, which is responding to the specific needs and wishes of delegates. And it also means early on, if there's gaps in the coverage of themes that we've got, then I can respond by asking more people to do workshops on particular themes that will address those gaps. Hopefully, it'll avoid that situation where I've seen once or twice where a particular workshop is taking place and there's only one or two people in the room, which no massive problems with, but want to make sure that the conference has got a wider appeal than that. And then it means as well that popular workshop themes can be offered more than once to allow delegates to participate. Now, this conference, there's a strong emphasis on pedagogy, the art or style or way of teaching. And I think one of the best ways to share pedagogy is to model it with others and let them experience it for themselves. It's one of the things I like to do when I'm doing my training events, my CPD activities, is for a lot of the time I'll take on the role of being the teacher, and I'll ask the people taking part in the course to take on the role of being students in my class, and I'll demonstrate and model certain things that I do. And it that sometimes helps, because it means I'm not saying, look, this is the way you have to do it. I'm just saying this is the way I would do that in my classroom. Now, I have seen some conference sessions where presenters have presented like 10 ideas in 10 minutes or 60 ideas in 60 minutes. And that format does work really well. But sometimes I feel like when I've been at one of these parties with the buffet and I want to try everything from the buffet, and then later on I can't really remember exactly what it was that I ate. So I'm hoping with this particular conference that we'll put emphasis on having less rather than more. So for the workshops, I'm going to ask presenters to keep their ideas simple and practical with as much emphasis on technique as technology. Now, we all use technology of some form in our teaching, but this is about how do you use technology within your teaching. So I'll be asking workshop leaders to show something that works for them in their classroom or something in their school that the rest of us can benefit from. And it doesn't have to be something that's super new. It doesn't have to be revolutionary, because actually sometimes evolutionary is better, especially where teaching and learning are concerned. Now, at this Exabytes conference, the one that I'm planning, all the workshops will be situated in 1 hour time slots. But rather than making the workshop run for the full hour, I'm asking workshop leaders instead to just have a taught part of the session for the first 40 minutes, which then leaves 20 minute slot at the end of each workshop. In order to make this happen, you might need to have some kind of time monitor in the workshop, you know, who has a watch that can tell you when the 40 minutes are getting close to the end. Now, the point about the 20 minutes is it's more like a reflection period after, so that what might happen is delegates then might think, right, well, thank you very much, that was really helpful, and then they can leave the room and they can run off to the next workshop they're going to go to. So some workshops are in rooms next to each other and others are a few floors apart. Or it may be that delegates want to use that 20 minutes to grab a coffee, have a chat with somebody that they've just been sat next to in that conference session, and they can go off and join our corridor track to discuss the things that they've seen and heard. Or maybe delegates might want to stay in the room even longer so they can ask the person who led the workshop some questions, or maybe they want to have a very specific discussion with them. And it also means the person who's presenting the next workshop can use that 20 minutes to get ready for their session. Now, it's kind of likely that you think I might be doing this the wrong way around, and there may be some impending disaster just around the corner. So if you've got any thoughts or ideas about what you think I'm hoping to do, I'd welcome that, you know, any criticism or feedback. So I'm trying to organize a conference to inspire, support and promote the effective use of technology in education. And this is the way that I'm trying to do it. It might be wrong, and you know, it's a good few weeks off now at the moment. So if you can think of any suggestions about me changing it or adapting, which is different from adopting, then let me know. You could either record an audio response, you could tweet me a message, or you could find my blog post. The blog post is at teachcomputing.wordpress.com, and if you do go there, you'll find lots of links to EdCamps, which is something that this conference will be a little bit like. Thank you. You've been listening to me, Alan O'Donoghue, Techno Teacher on Twitter, TEKNO Teacher.